Hey fighter, it's worse. It's, what is it, 2, 3 a.m.? And I just want to share a moment of typical of the pains of having passion. Because there's so much of daydreaming and fantasies about having passion for work, for what you want and love. And sometimes I feel that I need to explain from the other side of the pains of having passion for helping people, for having more in you than is good for you. So this is what I, can suffer from, that I just can't let go of all that I love and care for. So I'm a typical mother today, with my clients in my mind, thinking about how are they gonna get to school, alive. That's how it feels. Is she gonna remember her not to snack, like impulse eating? Is she gonna remember today matters? Yes, today too, because you need to have those yes, today matters many days in a row for it to accumulate to where you notice that you show up for yourself and it's worth it. So the pains of having passion for what you love and what you work comes with this. And all my time I have guilted and shamed myself having a resistance. I can't let go of what I love. Apparently it's so overt, it's so transparent that I love what I do and I love my clients and I love everything about my life. And it keeps me up, and man, have I beat myself up about that. Why can't I just stop? Until I realize, how can I be so hard on myself for having care and thinking about people who don't think enough about themselves? Or how can I just beat myself up for wanting to help people who just quit on not knowing anything else but to always quit? Because everyone starts, but nobody, very few people keep up going. That's why I say we're eagles. And everyone can become an eagle if they want to, but very few people do. And I cater to those who do, because I don't want to live a life based on wanting average, basic ideals of what it is. What is to be happy about, and what makes me happy can never be bought. It's the happiness in my clients, in you, what I see in my work that takes place in people, in life, that I see the influences that makes me happy, that I can touch your heart, and let you believe and trust yourself, that I can establish a self-relationship that And can I start the interest, the self-inquiry that you're gonna notice that you are someone you might want to spend more time getting to know, because you only have one time, one chance for a love story that only you can live out, and you don't want to miss it. Don't miss out your self-love story. So that's my role in my client's life, and I love it. It gives me so much happiness and passion and joy for creating more, which gives me more pains, as you can see, because now I have the demon nights where I keep on playing my workouts. I keep on managing groups. I keep on adding new things in reels and recipes and cardio plans. And I really want to shut it off and want to meditate it away. And I try and I do my yoga nidra. But my artist, my expressing whatever that is in me, the fire, I just can't control it. And it's a wildfire right now. It just takes over and it wants to get me up and keep on fighting. And can you imagine Of course you can. Oh, I just want to sleep and I can't escape my passion. And I'm so tired because this is what I get mad if I don't know not to let it bit, not to let it get to me. And so turning positions from my shoulders and finding a position that I can lay on rest that is not gonna give me more typical pains that I just accept this part of life. I can handle it because mind don't matter and I love it more than I don't. And I, at times though, when I wonder why do I work so hard for people who tend to not want to even, it's almost like sometimes when you work for people who seem to want you to forget them, that they just want to be a lost cause. People who feel that they woke up and they were broken or damaged goods. And I'm thinking, but you're not an egg in a box, you know, that we have to keep around in life because you're going to be cooked or kept under pressure until then. Like, what kind of damage you're talking about? Is we all have our stories. So I feel it's more like that is what, you know, that is your play, that is your game, that is what you come into to work it. And we all have that. So when I wish I didn't care as much or didn't have my passion, I just posed the question, Pauline, what would be the alternative? And I know it's to be average. To not be up thinking about everything that excites me or that I care about. To just have a job that pays the rent and then when the clock is up, I don't have to think. And everything is just easy. Well, that's very limited because once you give up what you want to do to help and find happiness for other people, to just have an easy life, you give up on everything that brings all this satisfaction. That is just the compromise, the sacrifice is what I'm talking about. It's the pains of this. But I wouldn't want it another way. I wouldn't want it in any other way. It's called fight or die. So this is the fight in me that I fight for you. I fight for the way I love the fittest life and I want you to live it the way that I see it. I don't want the world to have the blue, dark sadness, nostalgia of once it was fun and then never again. Like, I really love to evolve and see that no matter what, you find your way to keep it up and let go what you think is to do and just keep on refining your game. Keep on showing up. So, I thought maybe I should just put this into the pod. Maybe that can shut me up. Let me just sleep and rest so I can have the energy for my clients. Because I will regret when I hear the alarm tomorrow and now comes the cat. That's gonna, of course, add up. One thing after another, domino effect, right? It's gonna keep on like life. And if I wouldn't know myself better by now, I would be stressed out knowing I'm gonna soon hear the alarm and I'm gonna have to get up and I'm gonna face the day and I'm gonna have to find some way to stay awake and not fall asleep. And I know all about it because I worked my years and decades of night shifts and sleep deprivation and keep up, which is a great way of being one of those who always make sure we can always watch over others. But man, does it give me the anxiety and woes for myself. So that is the price to pay. And that is the kind of people, the ones who cannot let go. And then we have the people who can't stop sleeping, right? So when will we find the balance? In death. I know that. So that's why I say, Pauline, don't worry. The day will come when you will sleep for eternal time. You don't know when you'll be back again in another form. So there will be that release, the ultimate release, the last, the highlight of life, the epitome, the ultimate end of the journey is the last moment of the dip, the last breath. So until then, let's keep on fighting for what we love. It's all worth it, my friends. But I really need you to see that if I cannot remember my words or count my reps, you know why? Because I'm training with you while I want to go to sleep, but I can't. So, if you want to be an eagle, are you sure? I'm going to do my yoga nidra. I surrender to my passion for today. I'm a failure.